Good morning,
Love Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Kimberly Griffin. I am a children's author here, and I am here and I'm excited to give you some information about me and when I became an author and my up-and-coming projects and just a little bit about me. As I stated, my name is Kimberly Griffin. I am a children's author. I published two books. One is called Through Daddy's Eyes, and the other one is called Joey's Boots. And then I just released a recent one called Tick No More. I like to write children's books about disabilities. Therefore, writing these books will help. I'm very anti-bullying, so these books can help introduce children to what it's like for those children that are suffering with these conditions and what they do every day. So my first book is Through Daddy's Eyes, and that's particularly about my granddaughter and my son. This book gives detail about my son. He has a disability, and it tells how my granddaughter actually is like his little assistant. So this book tells everything that she does, from helping him with his eye drop to sitting down with him and making sure that he's eating and brushing his teeth and giving him his magic light because he can't see very well. So with that backlight, she actually gives it to him, and he's able to read her stories and read all his material that he needs for himself during the day. And then Through That, Joey's Boots is about my grandson. And this book tells details about my grandson who's afraid of the dark. So he's introduced to these boots, and these boots give him magic power. They give him courage, give him strength, and they allow him to not be fearful of anything or anyone when he puts these boots on. So that's a pretty cool book. So Tick No More, this is a new book that I introduced to everyone about my oldest son, Kobe J. This book is about my son who was diagnosed with Tourette syndrome at 11 years old. It gives detail about everything that he went through and all the difficulties that he suffered, and then it also gives some good insight on the things that he'd done to keep him from being so subjective to feeling like he was indifferent. So with this book, it gives all detail, all the things that I introduced him to, football. He did track. He did modeling. And then he also did a lot of skateboarding. He was introduced to his first friend. He was also did some hardships that he suffered too. And then he was also in karate classes. So this gives a little bit of background about my son, Kobe J, and how he went from being with a disability to outgrowing the Tourette syndrome and being very, very successful. So as of now, my son is actually 20 years old. He is in the Air Force, and he is a ship fitter, and he's a personal trainer. So with that, he enjoys his life, got married, and he's doing so well. So this is like a motivational book, and it just gives children the insight and inspiration to let them know, even with disabilities, there's always triumph in it. And when you believe in yourself and you fight for anything that you want, you could always have victory in the end. So that's what this Tick No More is about. Then I have two other books that will be coming out soon. One is called My Beautiful Lips. It's about a little girl with a cleft lip. And she is successfully able to get the surgery and took them into town. She lives in Africa. She is in an orphanage because her parents were actually sick with the disease, and they passed away. So she was able to go and have her surgery, and with that, she was able to have beautiful lips. And then there's another one called Matthew and Me. Matthew and Me is about a little boy and a little girl who's introduced together in a park, and he has an autistic child. And they become friends at the end, and she's subjective to know everything that he needs and what he wants as an autistic child because her little brother has it. So that's a little fun story as well. Then a little bit about me. I am a mom of three, and I am a Virginian. I live in Virginia. I'm originally from New York. I moved here in Virginia in 2008, and from that time, I have a number of different positions. I was always in the medical field for 28 years, and my last position in the medical field was a phlebotomist, a senior phlebotomist tech. So with that job, I was able to teach I taught for 4 years in an area college here in Virginia Beach. That job taught me to be outspoken, be a motivational speaker. And then I led a job and got my license to be a qualified mental health specialist in the mental health field. So I do that, and I've been doing that for a year. I enjoy it because it gives me insight on how to deal with people who have mental health disabilities. And also, I just started a nonprofit foundation called Support Joey's Heart. That foundation is in honor of my son, who I lost in 2019. His name is Joseph Michael Travieso Sr. He was my middle son. He died at 27 due to depression. He subjected to using substance and mistakenly overdosed himself to having a high amount of substance in his body. So I lost Joey, and I started this nonprofit organization, Support Joey's Heart, to support those that are suffering with the same depression, which is very high rated. And there are so many people that are suffering it, and I believe that with us being just a listening ear to those that are suffering and allowing them to release their emotions, I think we can get through a number of people by allowing them to release what's on their mind. We have so many difficulties with people not being able to feel like they will be accepted by others if they let them know the things that they're suffering with, and that's something my son was going through. He feared people being very subjective to him, talking about him. He was bullied a lot because he was a little different height. He was kind of short, so he felt very indifferent. He felt very judged, but he was a wonderful, wonderful young man, and I love Joey so much. He smiled. He had a smile that was out of this world. You see Joey, you see a smile. So my son Joey has always wanted to have people know about him, so I started Support Joey's Heart. Support Joey's Heart is also connected with anti-bullying. So any kids that are bullied, I'm wanting to go out and get in contact with them, give them my books, give them a good day, give them a pass, give them a gift card, whatever it is, keep them happy, just talking with them. And for those who are less fortunate, we give them gift cards to get them anything that they want, just a token to let them know that we understand, because I was bullied before too. So that's what we do with Support Joey. So I'm also a motivational speaker. I just started doing some conferences with Daughters of a King. I did my first conference. It's a more of a spiritual conference that we do. I did my first one in New York. My next one will be here in Virginia. So it's very, very powerful. Gives women motivation. We speak amongst everything about being healed, to just getting a connection. We have praise and worship that's outstanding. They do a number of different songs that just fill you up, just make you just fill yourself with just the Spirit of God. And it is so wonderful. Then I have my books and events, and I speak to people and just tell them how I got started and just give them some tips on how to talk with people and just a number of different things that we do. We feed you. We give you gifts. So it's wonderful. So anyone listening at Center Virginia, if you want to come to the next conference, it'll be May 16th in Virginia Beach. You can go to daughtersofakingconference.com and find out more information on the events that we'll be doing. But with Support Joey's Heart, I just got in connection with Samaritan House, and they allowed me to collaborate with them. So I'll be doing a number of different conferences, too, with them, and doing some piggybacking with them, too. So I'm going to be doing something on April 3rd. Stop the Violence for Women. There's going to be a conference that's going to be held at the Westin Hotel in Virginia Beach. Drea Kelly will be connected with that, so I'll be there with a number of my people that are connected with me, my husband, my little sister Angela Cabello, my son Christopher Travieso, and myself. So we'll be also supporting Joey's Heart with my books. My husband's author as well. He writes novels. He writes poem books. So we'll be doing that as well. So it'll be fun, fun, fun. We'll have T-shirt giveaways and some other trinkets that we'll be doing also. I'm a little bit tired because I did have a road trip, so I just came in not so long, about 2 hours ago. So if I sound like I'm all over the place, I do apologize. But any instance, it's all about me being an author. I've only been an author since November, but I enjoy writing these books, and I think it will encourage so many children that fear being indifferent and just fear that disability won't be heard. Well, I'm here to tell you I can be a voice for you. I'm going to write so many children's books about all disabilities that children go through. And I just hope that you get encouraged and just pick my book up. You will be so excited. Your children will love Joey's Boots and Through Daddy's Eyes and Tick No More. So if you are out there and you are listening, you can go to Amazon.com. My books are on Amazon as well. Or you can inbox me, Kimberly Griffin, Kimberly Y. Griffin on Facebook. And if you want to know more about my books, I'm available to give you more details about them. My books are $15, and I sell them as a set for Joey's Boot and Through Daddy's Eyes. And Tick No More has more pages in it. So this book is $18. I do accept Cash App and Zelle. My Cash App is $GRIFFIN26. And that's Griffin, $Griffin26 for Cash App. And then through Zelle, you can just put in my name and it should come up, Kimberly Y. Griffin. And then you can send the money, and I can send the books right out to you. So if you are interested and you want to know more about my books, I'm happy to give you more details about it. And as I stated before, I'm looking forward to doing more projects. Support Joey's Heart will be up, and it's up and coming, but we are doing so much. You can go to my website, joeysheart.org, and see all the things that I've done. I build websites as well. I do video marketing, and I also have another project that I'm doing. It's called Curved Specimen and Blood. It's a project that I do on biometric screening for small companies that want to find out about biometric screening. Biometric screening entails you finding more or less about your blood levels. That give your HDL, your LDLs, that give you your glucose level, and we also give insight about a proper dieting an exercise regimen that can help you keep you intact so you don't fall into the categories at risk. So I also do that as well. So you can find out more about me. Just inbox me, and I'll be on all day trying to post a few pics and stuff like that. So I thank you all for listening. And again, enjoy your Thursday. Take care. Bye-bye.